Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sissy and Ash with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the fourth stage of the Gold Coast Light Rail could cost up to $7.6 billion. The viability of the project is under question due to the major cost, which far exceeds the rejected plan for the Gabba Olympic Stadium. Some Gold Coast residents have been protesting the 13-kilometre line connecting the Gold Coast to Coolangatta. The rail has not yet been approved, as the viability of such an expensive project is being questioned. Queensland is now down to only 2 weeks' worth of supply of breast milk donations, according to the Red Cross Lifeblood Service. They stated that they have had to bring in breast milk from interstate to supply for babies that are small or premature. Lifeblood is looking for mothers around Brisbane, Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast and Ipswich that are able to supply 3 weeks of frozen milk. In national news, Australia's Foreign Minister Senator Penny Wong has said the federal government is considering recognising Palestine's statehood. She said that by recognising its statehood, it will help build momentum towards a two-state solution that she calls the only hope for peace. It comes after Australian aid workers were killed by an Israeli missile strike.
Federal Minister for Social Services Amanda Rishworth reinforced her government's stance on reducing the amount of young First Nations people in out-of-home care. The federal government has committed itself to reducing the amount of Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander people in out-of-home care by 45% by 2031. The Improving Multidisciplinary Responses Team looks to create jobs in regional and remote Australia to support families with complex needs and in diverse contexts. In international news, more than 2,000 elder Swiss women sued their government over what they are calling woefully inadequate efforts to combat climate change. The cases alleged that the Swiss government violated the human right to a private and family life by failing to implement policy locally to tackle the changing climate. They claim they are put in danger of dying during heat waves. Of the three cases brought to the court, one was successful, and it would compel the government to take greater effort into tackling the problem. For your weather today, Brisbane is feeling cool and clear. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7.8, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.